Quiet Mind, Day 85, Purpose in the Present. Real meaning arises when you align with now. Once your basic survival needs are handled, roof, food, safety, you'd think life would feel more meaningful, but that's when the itch begins. People start asking, why am I even doing all this? They grind through careers, raise families, manage bills, and still feel something's missing. Stress, boredom, restlessness. Even folks who reach financial freedom often find themselves muttering, so now what? Meaning can't be found in what you do alone. It's rooted in how you do it, in your state of consciousness. Your life actually has two tracks, an inner purpose and an outer purpose. The inner one is your main gig. It's about being, not doing. It's about waking up from autopilot and becoming deeply present. The outer purpose, the job, the dream, the day-to-day doing, changes over time and is best guided by your awakened awareness. If you build your life on outer purpose alone, you can hustle, grind, succeed, and still feel empty. But when inner and outer purpose sync up, that's when life starts to glow. Awakening is the moment when awareness steps out from behind your thoughts and says, hey, I've been here the whole time. It's not usually a lightning bolt. It's more like your brain switches from running the show to becoming a background assistant. Thinking becomes a tool, not the boss. Presence, awareness without thought, becomes your new home base. But here's the twist. You can't make awakening happen. It's not something you earn, like a scout badge. It's something that happens to you, and your only job is to recognize when it does. Some people wake up during grief, others through joy. For many, it's reading words like these and feeling them land. That landing is your inner bell ringing. Once you've had even a flicker of that awareness, life becomes different. You realize you can step back from thought and actually watch it instead of being dragged around by it. From there, the real shift begins. You stop chasing abstract purposes like it's a prize behind a locked door. You realize purpose is already here, disguised as whatever you're doing right now. Washing dishes, folding laundry, answering emails. Those aren't obstacles to your purpose. They are your purpose if you show up for them fully. Worry that present means giving up doing big things? It's actually the opposite. Greatness flows out of honoring small things with full attention. The world doesn't need more rushed ambition. It needs more people who care deeply about now. True power isn't flashy. It's grounded in the tiniest moments that most people overlook. Present doesn't paralyze you. It energizes you. It brings spiritual voltage into the everyday. You might still chase dreams or build a career or start a project, but now it's not about proving anything. It's about flowing with life. You're not trying to be a tree. You're just the sapling, growing because that's what life wants through you. Even in conversations, presence becomes your priority. You're not just there to exchange facts or win approval. You're there as being, fully aware, fully connected. The relationship becomes more important than the result. That connection, presence between humans, is what our world desperately needs more of. So stop waiting for the perfect mission to land in your lap. You really have one. Wake up now. Bring consciousness into every moment. Let that energy infuse your actions. Your outer life will catch up, and you'll find that what you do matters a lot less than how you show up for it.